The unemployment rate has unexpectedly fallen below 4% for the first time in 11 years. The jobless rate had been expected to rise, and the government is hailing it as a tick of approval for its economic plan amid slowing global growth and weak business confidence. Our business reporter Madison Reedy has the latest.
They're touted as the statistics that can help sink governments. But the latest unemployment figures are bringing joy to the beehive. The number of people out of work has unexpectedly fallen to its lowest level in more than a decade. The unemployment rate fell to a seasonally adjusted 3.9% in the June quarter from 4.2% in the March quarter. The last time it was at this level was in June 2008. The Finance Minister, Grant Robertson, wasn't hiding his delight.
Yeah, I think they're excellent numbers. I mean, they show a strong economy that's pretty resilient in the face of obviously some declining global trends. Particularly pleased to not only see unemployment down, but employment rates up, and also to see wages rising as well. And I think that combination is what we're looking for in the economy.
But others are confused. All forecasters, including the Reserve Bank, were expecting a slight rise in unemployment to around 4.3 or 4.4%. ASB's chief economist Nick Tuffley is as surprised as the rest. But with low business confidence, he believes these positive numbers will sour soon.
We are seeing that businesses have been getting very cautious about their hiring intentions, and they are starting to report a lot more profitability pressure as well. So costs are rising, there's not much ability to pass them on, so margins are under pressure, and that does mean businesses are still fairly cautious.
But the latest figures show 20,000 jobs were created in the June quarter. There's also been a slight fall in the number looking for work, and more women in Māori are landing jobs. There's been growth in wages too. They're up by 2.2% in the past year, largely because of the rise in the minimum wage in April. The Council of Trade Unions President, Richard Wagstaff, says it's pleasing that the work being found is also better paid.
For too long now, people have been promoting the idea that increases in the minimum wage or wage increases will inhibit employment rates, but in fact, these facts put a lie to that. And we've always sustained the view that you can increase wages, you can increase collective bargaining, and you can reduce unemployment if you manage things well.
However, many aren't convinced yet. Economists say they're not reading too much into these numbers because the labour market data typically lags by up to 6 months. Underlying wage inflation is weak and the economy is still slowing. And despite the strong numbers and the Finance Minister's delight about them, the Reserve Bank is still expected to cut interest rates again, probably as early as tomorrow. For Checkpoint, I'm Madison Reedy.